one wonders. I mean, do you have any opinions about that? Do you think the EU is going to survive?
I did write some articles during the crisis where I do worry about the strains in the European Union, and I think one of the things I'm quite worried about is you're going to get an ever more powerful European Central Bank, but this is in a European Union that really has no proper democratic accountability, and so in the long term that means more and more angry people angry at unelected technocrats, essentially, and I think that can be a big strain within the EU. And I also think that there will always be this tension that the North Europeans essentially think they have this perception, and you can argue economically whether it's true or not because they sort of benefit as well, but they have this perception that they're subsidising the South, and I think this all worked when we were growing and the demographics were in our favour. You know, I mean, why do countries grow 99% of the time? It's just because the population's growing.
Right, right.
So post-Second World War, you know, the starting base was quite low and everybody was growing, and that was okay. So the strains between the different parts of the continent didn't really begin to show. But now that you have, I suppose that the differences come out when you're under pressure, don't they? And I have worried in the past that things will get bad enough that it will lead to a breakup of the European Union.